After President Assad spoke, a Syrian cabinet minister told CNN Syrian troops will withdraw from Lebanon as soon as possible logistically. She said the political decision had been made for a complete withdrawal. In Damascus, people also gathered in a downtown square to hear President Assad's speech. About 3,000 supporters cheered him and chanted slogans, including this: 1-1-1, Syria and Lebanon are one. For Lebanese, it was a reminder that the uneasy relationship with their neighbor extends well beyond the presence of Syrian troops in Lebanon. After the collapse of the Ottoman Empire, Syria never formally recognized an independent Lebanon. To this day, the countries have never exchanged ambassadors. In fact, the phone network is arranged so that from Damascus, it's just a local call to Beirut. One of the first to speak out publicly against Syrian influence was Gibran Twaini, editor of the Lebanese newspaper An-Nahar. He believes Damascus has been reluctant to leave Lebanon, in part because of the significant economic benefits it derives there. Syria is a closed state, but Twaini says the regime uses its power to take advantage of Lebanon's liberal economy.
Syria is using Lebanon to deal with money laundering, to deal with all kinds of business. Syria is using the banking system of Lebanon. Syria and Syrians who are related to the regime, to the family of Assad, are directly involved in a lot of businesses with the Lebanese government. So yes, Syria will lose.
Twaini says Lebanon also provides Syria an outlet for hundreds of thousands of low-skilled workers, much as the U.S. does for Mexico. He says they have no work permits, pay no taxes, and send about $1 billion a year out of Lebanon to Syria. It's unclear whether pressure would build for those workers to also leave once Syrian troops pulled out. Syria has always cited security as its main reason for continuing to keep troops in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. And with good reason, says Merhof Jouajati, director of Middle East Studies at George Washington University.
Now, Israel has invaded Lebanon on two occasions in the past, and this Bekaa Valley guards the approaches to the Syrian capital. So the presence of the Syrian troops in the Bekaa Valley would be very necessary for Syrian security.
But Jouajati says Syria has another security concern now: fear of U.S. airstrikes. Lebanese political analyst Paul Salem says Lebanese will be pleased if Syrian troops do finally leave, but they have mixed feelings about the international campaign that's been waged on their behalf.
I think there's, first of all, a kind of a sadness in Lebanon that it has to come to this, that the Lebanese and the Syrians, who really are neighbors and brothers, that all the calls from the Lebanese side for more freedom and more independence were not heeded for years. But I think for right now, there's a focus on looking forward to trying to build better relations with Syria after a withdrawal and in the context of independence and sovereignty. And if the United Nations and France and America got involved, well, so be it.